In this bulletin, at least 373 dead after the tsunami in Indonesia. Thousands of residents evacuated from a high-rise apartment block in Sydney, and Australians urged to give blood over the holiday period. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The death toll from a tsunami along the Indonesian coast has risen to at least 373 people, with more than 1,400 injured. Hundreds of people are searching debris-strewn beaches for more victims of the tsunami along the Sunda Strait following an eruption and possible landslide on Anak Krakatau, one of the world's most infamous volcanic islands. Dozens more are missing, and the Indonesian Medical Association says it's sending more doctors and medical equipment to treat the injured. A medical officer helping to identify the dead, Hassan Abdulaziz, says the number of bodies being found keeps rising.
The number of dead is increasing, and we're still using facial identification as conditions are allowing for this. Faces can still be recognised.
No Australians have yet to be listed as being affected by the tsunami that hit the beaches in Indonesia. The Australian Embassy in Jakarta is liaising with local authorities to determine if any Australians are affected. But the current advice is no foreigners have been involved in the disaster, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade said on Monday. Casualty numbers are expected to rise, and tsunami expert Associate Professor David Kennedy from the University of Melbourne says Australians could be in the vicinity of the disaster. Residents of a high-rise in Sydney's Olympic Park have spent the night in an evacuation centre as authorities continue to assess the safety of the 36-storey high-rise building. More than 150 units in the 392-apartment Opal Tower on Brushbox Street were evacuated after an internal wall failed and emergency services were called after residents had heard and seen cracking in a wall. The building has shifted between 1 and 2 millimetres as a result of the issue, forcing about 3,000 people to be evacuated from the building and neighbouring structures with a 1 kilometre exclusion zone put in place. Police say no further movement has been detected on laser monitors deployed by emergency services, but engineers and firefighters are still at the building assessing the best way forward.
The building has had power isolated to it as a safety issue for firefighters, or if there's further movement. Firefighters will be moving through the building with engineers and ambulance paramedics to assess what the damage is and a way forward.
President Donald Trump has blasted the Federal Reserve, describing it as the only problem for the US economy, as top officials discussed a drop in the stock market caused in part by the president's feud with the central bank. Stocks fell again at the open on Monday amid concern about slowing economic growth. The government shutdown and reports that President Trump had discussed firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. US stocks have dropped sharply in recent weeks on concerns over weaker economic growth, with the S&P 500 index on pace for its biggest percentage decline in December since the Great Depression. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said the blame for economic problems lay firmly at the feet of the central bank. The Australian Red Cross Blood Service says it needs 4,500 blood donations between Christmas and New Year to bolster blood supplies this season. Many regular donors take a break between the holiday period, increasing the need for new donors to come forward. Blood Service spokeswoman Helen Walsh has told the ABC there is one blood product that is particularly vital at this time.
A key blood product that's vital to cancer treatment is platelets. Platelets have a shelf life of only 5 days, which means a constant supply is always needed. We can't stockpile them, so we need people to donate throughout the holidays.
Let's check out the weather for Christmas across Australia. In Perth, sunny and 35. Sunny also in Adelaide and 35. Much the same for Melbourne, 26. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. Fine weather for Canberra and 30. Sunny weather in Wollongong, 27 degrees, and the sun continues for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 29, also 29 in Brisbane, more sun there. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 30, and a possible storm with a shower or two in Darwin, a top of 34. Peggy Giacomelos here, this is SBS News.